For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Chandler Gwadnin with a rundown of your local evening headlines for March 14th, 2023. A date has been set for the trial of Lance Peck, who is the former director of Downard Funeral Home. Local News 8 reports attorneys were back in court yesterday. During the pretrial, Peck's trial was scheduled for October 10th. The trial is expected to last 3 weeks because of the large amount of information the court needs to look through. Peck is facing over 60 misdemeanor charges, most involving violations to the Mortician's Code of Ethics. Downard Funeral Home in Pocatello was shut down in September of 2021 after police found 12 decomposing corpses and the remains of over 50 fetuses. Several local districts have bonds or levies up for a vote today, including Idaho Falls School District 91's renewal of the supplemental levy, which generates over $6 million a year in funding. The two-year levy funds school resource officers, guidance and health counselors, psychologists, school nurses, and health technologists. The levy also supports extracurricular activities such as choir, drama, band, and sports. District 91 has relied on a supplemental levy for more than 30 years. Idaho requires a bond referendum in order to issue new bonding. Bonds can be used for the acquisition, purchase, or improvements to one or more school buildings and to remove and demolish old school facilities. School bond and levy elections will be held in 40 out of the 44 Idaho counties. The polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight. For more information and to find out where your nearest voting location is, visit voteidaho.gov. The BYU-Idaho devotional speaker today helped students understand how to apply the doctrine of Jesus Christ into their own lives. Elder Peter M. Johnson is a General Authority 70 of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He talked about the doctrine of Jesus Christ as faith in Jesus Christ and his atonement, repentance, baptism, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, and enduring to the end. Elder Johnson shared a story about deepening his faith on his mission to Birmingham, Alabama. He went on his mission a year after joining the church himself. While there, he learned more about the history of the church that unsettled him until he read a scripture in the Doctrine and Covenants that reminded him about feeling the Holy Ghost witness to him the truthfulness of the church.
My faith in Jesus was not only restored, but deepened. I knew that I had not been betrayed, nor have I been lied to, for God cannot lie. From that moment, I have tried to share with friends and families that God lives, Jesus is the Christ and the only begotten Son of a living God, and His church, even the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, has been restored on earth at this precious time to prepare you and me for the second coming of the Messiah. My friends, it is all true. And as we consistently and intentionally apply the doctrine of Jesus Christ in our lives, our faith in Him will be deepened, and we will recognize and receive His divine power.
Elder Johnson offered three suggestions for how students can apply the doctrine of Jesus Christ to recognize His divine grace, power, and love. He said they can be engaged learners, receive ordinances, and make and keep covenants, and finally, minister to the one. You can listen to the devotional with Elder Johnson on our podcast feed, just like BYU Idaho Radio. Thanks for making us a part of your Pi Day. These have been your evening headlines for March 14th, 2023. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on this podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, or Stitcher. Now, go and enjoy as much pie as you can. I'm Chandler Gwadnin, and this is BYU Idaho Radio.